Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang Pinoy community leader mula sa Griffith, New South Wales ang nasawi matapos malunod sa Lake Cargeligo sa central west ng nasabing estado. Inulila ng 41 anyos na si Butch Buscato ang asawa nitong si Vanessa at tatlong anak. Sa panayam ng SBS Filipino kay Vanessa, inalala nito ang asawa bilang mabuting ama at kaibigan. Nagpasalamat din ito sa komunidad at tulong pinansyal sa gitna ng pagdadalamhati. Pwede mo ba kami bigyan ng kwento kung ano yung nangyari ng araw na yun? Nabasa natin sa ilang mga pagkakataon na siya nagpa-paddleboard. Pero gusto ko ding marinig mula sa'yo kung ano yung nangyari ng araw na yun.
Actually, it was already a weekend na activity for the family. So it was supposed to be in Windang kasi nga they wanted to go there mag-fishing. But then due to the bad weather sa Windang, we just switch our plan and then we'll just go to the Lake Cargeligo. So yun na lang yung plan. So yeah, it was very exciting. Very excited talaga na magpunta sa Lake Cargeligo. And then we went there, we traveled. It was fun. It was like happy. And then we were there at 10 o'clock in the morning. We arrived. We just played games and the kids started, you know, they went to the water, nagkayak. Nagkayak yung mga bata. They've been in the water for like 2 hours. Alam mo yun? And they, ano na sila eh, nagsiswim sila dun sa lake. A few kids na ano pa nga yung mga kayak nila. Alam mo yung tumaob yung kayak. And they were fine, completely fine. And the moment na kasi sabi ko sa kanya, hindi tayo magtatagal kasi meron nga akong work party. Sa work ko at 6 o'clock. So, Lake Cargeligo is like an hour and a half drive from Griffith. So, sabi ko sa kanya, by 3:30, uwi na tayo. Kasi nga, may party ako. Tapos sabi niya, okay. So, we were just there. We were sitting. We were just, yung moment talaga, parang sinsimmer namin yung moment, ganyan. And then, hindi ko nga alam na nag-post pala siya nun sa Facebook ng something after I took the photo. And he said, sige, I'll try the paddleboard. Hindi niya nilagay yung leash ng paddleboard because probably was very confident. He's a very good swimmer. Butch is a very good swimmer. Now, everyone can attest to that kasi in the Philippines, he swim really good. Even his brother said that he's very good swimmer. And so, sumakay siya sa paddle. And then that moment, he was just alone in the water dun sa area kasi umalis na yung mga bata. And just in just a few minutes na nahulog siya sa paddleboard niya, walang leash, sobrang mahangin. At saka, biglang yung paddleboard inanod na nung hangin sa tubig, pumalayo na. Nakita ko pa siya, lumalangoy siya, he's not struggling, he did not ask for any help because he can swim. And just, it's just in the blink of an eye, nawala siya. Na nalunod siya. So, and they came na yung mga nag-rescue after half an hour. May boat na naghahanap, but they couldn't find him. So, it took 2.5 days bago siya nakita. And yeah, everything, lahat yung mga ginawa nila lahat just to, you know, to recover him. And nag-wonder nga kami kasi the water is very shallow. Hindi siya malalim, yung tubig talaga. Yung nagre-rescue nga doon, hanggang taga-bewang lang nila yung yung tubig. So it was, it was just really mysterious yung reason ng pagkawala niya. And just this morning, we received the news from the coroner in New South Wales. Kasi nga, parang tinravel siya yesterday afternoon at 2. I mean, on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, tinravel siya. Dumating siya kahapon ng umaga sa New South Wales, Newcastle for the autopsy. And then they called us this morning. They said that the reason of his death was just merely drowning. And I was really shocked kasi nga, there's no any medical issues. Wala talaga daw silang makita. Sabi ni ng iba, baka nagka-cramps. There's nothing, nothing. It doesn't reflect sa heart niya. It was just merely drowning. So, it's kind of mysterious because he's a good swimmer. So, but, yun nga. That's all what happened. So, at the moment, we are now preparing for, waiting for him to come back. And probably by next Saturday, that will be his final rest. Yun.
Yung burden number one dun sa kwento ano misteryoso yung pagkaka tapos pangalawa dalawang araw mahigit siya na wala.
Yeah.
Yung time na yun, ano yung pakiramdam mo, Vanessa?
Oh my gosh, it was like I was so much in it was all mixed emotions. I was, but you know, DJ, never in my heart na nandun yung galit. Wala. I was just really cushioned lang talaga with so much love and so much comfort. Though, nandun yung parang, kailan ka ba? Saan ka ba? Ano bang nangyari? But I had a dream. Sabi niya sa dream ko, I'm just here. Nasa putik lang ako. Nasa ilalim. And then, nakita ko sa dream ko na someone pulled him out of the dirt, yung parang yung sa mad, someone pulled him out of the mad, and then nagising ako bigla. So that's when I went out and I told them, this is where he is, dyan talaga siya, nawala. Kasi yung first day ng search, ang layo eh, ang layo nung parang perimeter kung saan siya nawala. So hindi ko kasi ready lumabas noon. I was just in so much pain, I was in so much, alam mo yun. So but then the next day, sabi ko, lalabas ako, kinausap ko yung mga rescuers, the experts, and I told them that's where Butch is. You know, dyan siya talaga, dyan ko siya nakitang nawala. And he was just there the whole time. I just don't know bakit hindi siya nakita. Meron ng mga, may drone, yung drone actually nakakita sa kanya. But they did everything, you know. Yung time na yon, I was so grateful, TJ, sa community. The outpouring love and support is just amazing. You know, my grief was kind of lightened kasi they provided us straight away that night. They provided us blankets, provided us air beds, and like, you know, they feel us, they let us feel comfortable. And then they brought us a lot of food ng gabi na yon until the day na nakita si Butch. The community was just, that was amazing. Amazing talaga. Sobrang saya ng puso ko. Napakabuti nila. They were just there. And imagine every day, that day, second day, punong-puno, halos ang dami ng tao pala sa labas, nag-aantay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nag-aantay lang sila. My workmates, my churchmates, they were there the whole time. And even on the second day. And then, yeah. So, it was, yeah. Naramdaman ko yung pagmamahal ng lahat. Kahit ganun man nangyari.
Ang laking bagay nung may support system nung panahon na yun, ano?
Yes.
Ilan ba ang anak ninyo, Vanessa?
Tatlo. Si Vanna is 13. Ruben is 7, and then Via is 4. Vanna, si Vanna yung siya yung naapektuhan kasi nakita niya, and then lumusong siya sa tubig na hanggang taga-bewang niya eh. Lumusong siya para gusto niyang kunin si daddy. Pero yun nga, sabi ng police, kunin niyo yung bata doon kasi wala siyang life jacket. Hindi niya matanggap. But then, yeah, the friends are there. Our friends are there. Tumutulong naman sila. So she's actually comforted naman.
Napaka-compose mo sa panahon na to. Nabanggit mo na pati sa anak mo din ba kinukuha mo yung lakas na yun? Siyempre alam natin na kailangan mo maging matatag din para sa kanila.
Yes, exactly. Kasi kailangan ko eh. Si Vanna, sabi niya, Mommy, when you cried, it makes me feel sad. And sabi ko, I'm in pain, you know, I wanted to cry, but pag nakita ko siya, parang ayoko kasi mafe-feel niya rin na sad ako. So I tried my best to be strong. And You know what, TJ? I'm a very, very religious person. I love the Lord so much. I love God so much. Walang any dot, any even a dot of anger, resentment in my heart. Mahal na mahal ko ang Diyos. Kahit sa 2 days na paghihintay noon, nung nakita yung katawan ni Butch, pinasalamatan ko pa rin talaga ang Diyos. Yan, ang buong puso. Kasi talagang pinakinggan niya yung panalangin ko. I'm a very religious person. That's probably one thing that helped me na to go through this. Mm. Despite the hard times, the difficult times. But yeah, that's important that we have God in our life. And that's a Butch even is a very, you know, a family man. He feared God. He loved God. He tried to make our house a heaven, you know, on earth. Never in this 14 years of my life na maisip ko yung sadness. Kasi talagang napaka good husband niya. He was a happy person. He was a happy person. He loved us so much, you know. Lahat, he provided everything. A very good provider, a very good father. Yeah.
Anong kung halimbawang na nasa harap mo ngayon si Butch, ano yung pwede mong sabihin, anong gusto mong sabihin sa kanya?
Siyempre, andun yung bakit mo ko iniwan ng napaka aga. Alam mo, ang dami naming pangarap, TJ, super pangarap namin, napakadami. Ang dami niyang gusto mangyari, pero ang pinakasentro sa plan niya was just to give all his time and life for the family, work and family. That's what he always wants, you know. And yun yung pinakaano. Sasabihin ko kay Butch na sige, whatever happens, I will continue yung kanyang legacy, and I will continue na ipaalagaan ko yung mga bata. I will assure to him na life must go on. And yeah, that's what I need to do now. Gusto ko lang sabihin sa kanya na gabayan ako sa lahat, kasi hindi ako prepare eh. Hindi ako prepare. Pero I know it'll take time. It will, definitely. Yun. Mahal ko siya.
Nababasa ko sa ilang mga pagkakataon na kayo ay isa aktibo sa komunidad ng Griffith dyan sa New South Wales. Pwede mo bang ikwento, kailan ba kayo dumating sa ano, sa Australia?
Oh, ano, 13 years ago. Matagal na. So Butch came here as a skilled migrant butcher. Yun yung pinakaumpisa niya. That was in 2013. Tapos, we moved here in Griffith in 2017. So, and then, yeah, we've been very active sa community. Ang siya ngayong vice president ng community just last year na 2025, election ng officers, and he was the vice president ng Filipino, Griffith Filipino Australian community. So, yun. And he's very, very, very generous na kind ng tao. Hindi ko alam pala na ang dami niyang tinutulungan. Uwi na lang yun siya sa bahay na binanggit niya na tinulungan si ganito. Alam mo yun, he's always available sa lahat. Oo.
Parang panghuli na lang sa'yo, Vanessa. Alam ko madami ng tumulong, pati yung mga nasa church ninyo, nasa community dyan sa Griffith, lalo na yung Filipino community dyan. Ano yung nais mong ipanawagan at also pasasalamat na rin sa kanila?
I just want to express, you know, my heartfelt gratitude to all of them, kasi yung dasal nila is actually, it's good enough, you know. I know the Lord hears their prayers, and then yun yung nakaka-comfort sa akin. But the monetary help is also a lot, you know, a lot na makakatulong sa amin to go through this. Hindi ko alam kung ano pala yung mga gaga expenses and everything, but everyone just offered monetary help, which is napakalaking help. Gusto kong sabihin sa community na at saka sa church members ko na na-appreciate ko lahat, every little things na ginagawa nila para sa akin. Napakalaking tulong, napakalaking It's overwhelming and I feel their love. Alam niyo yun. Gusto kong sabihin sa lahat na kung gaano man si Butch kabuti, gusto niyang ipagpatuloy yun. Kasi sabi nga niya, he wants to preserve the Filipino culture. Kaya nga tumakbo siya na maging vice president eh. Gusto niya kasi he wants to preserve the culture. Our kids grew up here in Australia. My oldest one is just one when we came here. Kaya sabi niya, he just wanted to preserve the culture, the tradition and everything. Kaya gusto niya talaga yun. So, we will see. Gusto ko rin yun sabihin sa kanila na we can still, you know, move on and yeah, maybe leave Butch legacy na gawin natin mas strengthen pa yung community. Yeah, that's it. Bukas, Saturday, I will hear from more from the coroner and then probably by next week, Tuesday, Thursday, siguro siya dadating. And then Saturday, we're gonna lay him to his last, you know, sa kanyang burial na talaga. Because families, yung mga brothers and mga ibang families who fly from other countries, they have their own, ano din, alam mo yun, mga work nila. So as much as we can, as quick as we can, we're just gonna gather together and then lay him to his last, you know, destination. And yeah, we're gonna move forward, and yeah, that's what we can do. Alam mo, TJ, naniniwala kasi ako sa church namin. We believe in families are forever. Hindi lang sa buhay na to, but then in the next life to come. Alam ko. One day I will be reunited with Butch and our family, our kids, and yeah, I'm waiting for that day to come. That's what our church believe, you know, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, yung Mormons, kung narinig mo yun. So
yes,
that's yun yung pinaka hinuhold on ko in my heart, that one day me and Butch will be reunited with our children. And that's one thing that I will be waiting for.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.